Chapter 1. The first time I seen her, I got a bad feeling inside. Not like I was in danger or nothing. Just like she was somebody I should stay clear of. To tell the truth, she was a freak like me. The kind of person folks can't help but tease. That's bad if you're a kid like me. It's worse for a new teacher like her. Miss Saunders is as different as they come. First off, she got a man's name, Michael. Now, who ever heard of a woman named that? She's tall and fat like nobody's business, and she's got the smallest feet I ever seen. Worse yet, she's got a giant white stain spread halfway across her face like somebody tossed acid on it or something. I try not to stare the first day that Amazon woman teacher heads my way. See, I got a way of attracting strange characters. They draw to me like someone stuck a note on my forehead saying, "Losers wanted here." Well, I spend a lot of time trying to fit in here at McClinton Middle School. I ain't letting nobody ruin it for me, especially no teacher. I didn't even look up when Miss Saunders came up to me that day, like I'm some kind of information center. "Excuse me?" she says. She's wearing a dark purple suit and a starched white shirt with matching purple buttons. That outfit cost $300 easy. I'm trying to find the principal's office. I know it's around here somewhere. Can you help me? Before I catch myself, my eyes ricochet like pinballs bounding from John McIntyre's beady brown eyes right up to hers. I swallow hard, stare at her till John whacks me on the arm with his rolled up comic book. "That away," I say, pointing up the hall. "Thank you. Now what's your name?" she says, putting down her briefcase like she's gonna stay here a while. "Malika. Malika Madison, the third," I say, smacking my gum real loud. "Don't let that fancy name fool you," John butts in. "She ain't nobody worth knowing." Miss Saunders stares down at him till he turns his head away and starts playing with the buttons on his shirt like some 2-year-old. "Like I say, the office is that away," I point. "Thank you," she says, walking off. Then she stops stone still, like some bright idea has just come to her, turns around, and heads back my way. My skin starts to crawl before she even opens her mouth. "Malika, your skin is pretty, like a blue-black sky after it's rained and rained," she says. Then she smiles and explains how that line comes from a favorite poem of hers. Next thing I know, she's heading down the hall again like nothing much happened. When she's far enough away, John says to me, "I don't see no pretty, just a whole lot of black." Before I can punch him good, he's singing a rap song. "Malika, Malika, bum, boom, boom, boom. We sure want to keep her, bum, boom, boom, boom. But she's so black, bum, boom, 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 we just can't see her." Before I know it, 3 more boys is pointing at me and singing that song, too. Me? I'm wishing the building will collapse on top of me. John McIntyre is the smallest 7th grader in the world. Even 5th graders can see over his head. Sometimes I have a hard time believing he and me are both 13. He's my color, but since 2nd grade, he's been teasing me about being too black. Last year, when I thought things couldn't get no worse, he came up with this here song. Now, here this woman comes talking that black stuff, stirring him up again. Seems like people been teasing me all my life. If it ain't about my color, it's my clothes. Mama makes them by hand. They look it, too. Lopsided pockets, stitching forever unraveling. I never know when a collar's gonna fall off or a pushpin gonna stick me and make me holler out in class. I stopped worrying about that this year now that Charlize lends me clothes to wear. I stash them in the locker and change into them before first period. I'm like Superman when I get Charlize's clothes on. I got a new attitude, and my teachers sure don't like it none. It's bad enough that I'm the darkest, worst-dressed thing in school. I'm also the tallest, skinniest thing you ever seen. And people like John John remind me of it every chance they get. They don't say nothing about the fact that I'm a math whiz and can outdo ninth graders when it comes to figuring numbers. Or that I got a good memory and never forget one single solitary thing I read. They only see what they see, and they don't seem to like what they see much. Up till now, I just took it. The name-calling, the pushing and shoving and cheating off me. Then last week, something happened. I was walking down the hall in one of Char's dresses, strutting my stuff, looking good. Then Char walked up to me and told me to take off her clothes. There was maybe 8 or 9 kids around when she said it, too, including Caleb. I thought she was kidding. She wasn't. So I went to the girls' room and put my own stuff back on. That's when I made up my mind. Enough is enough. I deserve better than for people to treat me any old way they want. But saying that is one thing. Making it happen is something else. So you see, I got my own troubles. I don't need no scar-faced teacher making things worse. But I got this feeling Miss Saunders is gonna mess things up for me real bad.